Shooting suspect sought to kill Trump, as many cabinet members as possible, says U.S. attorney. The suspect in Saturday's shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner allegedly sought to kill President Donald Trump and as many cabinet members as possible, said U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia Jeanine Pirro on April 27. Cole Allen, 31, of Torrance, California, has been charged with the attempted assassination of the president. The charges were filed by the Department of Justice following the incident at the annual event. Pirro said there will be additional charges. Allen made a brief court appearance the same day, where he also faced charges of transporting a firearm across state lines with intent to commit a felony and discharging a firearm during a crime of violence. If convicted, he could face life in prison along with substantial financial penalties. He has not yet entered a plea. During the hearing, Magistrate Judge Matthew Sharbaugh advised Allen of his rights. Prosecutors requested that he remain in custody pending further proceedings. A detention hearing is scheduled for Thursday, with a preliminary hearing set for May 11. Authorities allege that Allen outlined his plans in a manifesto sent to family members, in which he referred to himself as the friendly federal assassin and described his intention to target senior members of the Trump administration. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche said that President Trump was likely among his primary targets. Investigators say Allen traveled from California to Washington, D.C., by train and reserved a room at the Washington Hilton, the dinner's venue. He checked into the hotel on April 24 and was scheduled to check out on April 26, according to Pirro. The White House Correspondents' Dinner, an annual gathering of journalists, public officials, and prominent figures, was thrown into chaos when gunfire erupted. Attendees rushed for cover as law enforcement quickly moved to secure the area and evacuate senior officials. Trump, who had been scheduled to speak later in the evening, was escorted away by security. According to officials, Allen fired a shotgun at a Secret Service agent stationed at a security checkpoint inside the hotel before being subdued and taken into custody. He was stopped before reaching the main ballroom. A video circulating online appeared to show him running through a hallway near the event space. A Secret Service agent was shot but was wearing a protective vest and was released from the hospital within hours. Law enforcement officials described the rapid response as effective, noting that the suspect was contained within a secured area. Still, the incident has heightened concerns about the safety of high-ranking U.S. officials. Trump survived two assassination attempts during his 2024 presidential campaign. Allen, who authorities said was also carrying a handgun and several knives, was taken to a local hospital for evaluation following his arrest. A LinkedIn profile bearing Allen's name describes him as a mechanical engineer and computer scientist, as well as an independent game developer and part-time teacher.